Duty in view of the time of trouble. The Lord has shown me repeatedly that it is contrary to the Bible to make any provision for our temporal wants in the time of trouble. I saw that if the saints had food laid up by them, or in the fields, in the time of trouble, when sword, famine and pestilence are in the land, it would be taken from them by violent hands, and strangers would reap their fields. Then will be the time for us to trust wholly in God, and He will sustain us. I saw that our bread and water would be sure at that time, and we should not lack or suffer hunger, for God was able to spread a table for us in the wilderness. And if necessary, He would send ravens to feed us as He did to feed Elijah, or rain manna from heaven, as He did for the Israelites. I saw that houses and lands would be of no use to the saints in the time of trouble, for they would then have to flee from their possessions, before infuriated mobs, and at that time they could not be disposed of to advance the cause of present truth. I was shown that it was the will of God that the saints should cut loose from every encumbrance before the time of trouble comes, and make a covenant with God by sacrifice. If they have their property on the altar, and earnestly inquire of God for duty, He will teach them when to dispose of these things. Then they will be free in the time of trouble, and have no clogs to weigh them down. I saw if any held on to their property, and did not inquire duty of the Lord, He would not make duty known, and they would be permitted to keep their property, and then in the time of trouble it would come up before them like a mountain to crush them, and they would try to dispose of it, but would not be able. I heard some mourn like this: the cause was languishing, God's people were starving for the truth, and we made no effort to supply the lack, and now our property is useless. Oh, that we had let it go, and laid up treasure in heaven. I saw a sacrifice did not increase, but decrease, and was consumed. I also saw that God had not required all of His people to dispose of their property at the same time, but in a time of need He would teach them, if they desired to be taught, when to sell and how much to sell, and that some had been required to dispose of their property in time past to sustain the Advent cause, while He permitted others to keep theirs until a time of need. Then as the cause needs it, their duty is to sell. I saw that the message "sell that ye have and give alms" had not been given, by some, in its clear light, and that the object of the words of our Savior had not been clearly presented. I saw that the object of selling was not to give to those who are able to labor and support themselves, but to spread the truth. It is a sin to support and indulge in idleness those who are able to labor. Some have been zealous to attend all the meetings, not to glorify God, but for the loaves and fishes. Such had much better been at home laboring with their hands, the thing that is good, to supply the wants of their families, and to have something to give to sustain the precious cause of present truth. Now is the time to lay up treasure in heaven, and to set our hearts in order, ready for the time of trouble. Those only who have clean hands and a pure heart will stand that trying time. Now is the time for the law of God to be in our minds, foreheads, and written in our hearts. The Lord has shown me the danger of letting our minds be filled with worldly thoughts and cares. I saw that some minds were led away from present truth and a love of the Holy Bible, by reading other exciting books, and others were filled with perplexity and care for what they shall eat, drink and wear. I saw some, looking too far off for the coming of the Lord. Time has continued on a few years longer than they expected, therefore they think it may continue a few years more, and in this way their minds are being led from present truth, out after the world. In these things I saw great danger, for if the mind is filled with other things, present truth is shut out, and there is no place in our foreheads for the seal of the living God. I saw that the time for Jesus to be in the most holy place was nearly finished, and that time cannot last but a very little longer, and what leisure time we have should be spent in searching the Bible, which is to judge us in the last day. My dear brethren and sisters, let the commandments of God, and the testimony of Jesus Christ be in your minds continually, and let them crowd worldly thoughts and cares from the mind. When you lie down and when you rise up, let them be your meditation. Live and act wholly in reference to the coming of the Son of Man. The sealing time is very short, and soon will be over. Now is the time to make our calling and election sure, while the four angels are holding the four winds.